How about the contrast and like intensity from training camp last year, where you couldn't really, you know, you had to have that ramp up period, as opposed to this year? Seems like Andy's going kind of full bore.
That's a lot of fun. Like I say, I'm a guy like, you're gonna go hard every day. You want to play football, got to do it every day. And a lot of guys, we embrace it. We're having fun with it. It's hot and it's camp, but, you know, it's only 3 weeks and it doesn't last forever.
Throughout the offseason, there was a lot of talk about who the starting linebackers would be. It seems like right now you're taking a lot of the reps with the ones. What do you think that says? What do you get out of that from the coach's standpoint?
Well, I feel like the coaches are confident in my abilities to get out there and make plays and make the right decisions. Not saying that they don't feel the same way about Jamar or Moses and those guys, but I'm just going to go out and do my part. That's all I can do, and continue to give those coaches that belief in me, so there's no doubt when it comes, you know, the season time, to who's going to be on the field starting.
Brian, what do you think is the biggest difference between the defense and where you guys started out last year to this stage in camp this season?
Well, you know, we had OTAs and all that kind of stuff to kind of, you know, build up. And we got in the playbook early this year, opposed to last year, where new coordinator and even the guys that were here didn't have that chance. So we made a tremendous stride to where, you know, one, feel comfortable, you know, putting in more and more now because we've had the offseason, OTAs, mini camps to get stuff, you know, taken care of and adjustments put in.
How big of a transition do you think that's going to be, year two from year one, not only for Juan, but for you guys, especially in the role you're in now?
Well, we're going to be a lot faster, and I feel like the team gelled a lot more. You know, having that offseason, everybody was here. Maybe one person didn't come, maybe, but everybody's here. So, you know, I feel like he'll feel comfortable making calls, and we'll feel all comfortable playing with each other.
You talk about Jaquan, and he seemed to have a really strong practice. It's obviously a big training camp for him, just for him to be able to come out and perform the way that he did.
Well, Jaquan, that dude today made a hit today, and it was like, wow. I didn't know it was the safety that made the hit, but he's got us always working. You know, he's behind Kurt and Nate Allen, two tremendous safeties. He's similar to me. You know, we got to, you know, continue to work hard, and opportunity's going to come. I came a little earlier, you know, but with him, he's always working hard. You're never going to see him taking the playoff. Today showed that, you know, he's making tremendous strides to want to be a starter.
What do you think you bring to the game, or get the linebacking core specifically?
My speed and athleticism. I had one of the coaches tell me yesterday about a screenplay that was 30 yards downfield, and I ran it down. I didn't even think about it. I just ran and made the tackle and didn't think about it. But, you know, I'm always excited, and I'm glad we got Michael in there as well. Now, he's probably a little faster than I am. I got him with the quicks maybe. But, you know, I bring the athleticism, somebody who you can put me out there on the tight end and running back and know that, you know, you have nothing to worry about.